Sal Mendoza's journey to the Ninth Circuit is steeped in service. He was born in California to migrant workers from Mexico. The family moved to Prosser, and after high school, he attended the University of Washington, followed by law school at UCLA.
That kid from Prosser, that kid who was a farm worker that was, you know, getting up at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning to pick asparagus, to work in the apples, to pick cherries, to do that work, is now a sitting circuit court judge.
Mendoza was also the first Latino judge in the Benton Franklin justice system and to serve as a U.S. District Court judge in Eastern Washington, working out of the Richland Federal Courthouse. Until now, there has never been a circuit court judge in the Eastern District.
I will be having my chambers here in Richland because I think that's important to be able to represent the values and the interests of the people of this community, not the values and the interests of other folks that maybe live in a more urban community or outside the state of Washington.
Mendoza's wife, Mia, is also an attorney and the oldest of his three children, a senior in high school. He says part of his success is knowing the right time to say yes and living by a simple philosophy.
Never stop trying to improve yourself or your community and always give your 110% because that is what I think life is about, sort of showing your best self. And that, I think, results in joy.
Judge Mendoza is setting up his courtroom and will soon hear appeals with the other 29 justices of the court. Another trailblazer in Eastern Washington is Sonia Rodriguez True. Johanna Bejarano introduces us to this Latina judge in Yakima.
A Chi girl who encountered a life full of challenges is now a judge. Sonia Rodriguez True is the first Latina in her position on the Yakima County Superior Court, but to get there, Rodriguez endured a difficult home life.
My childhood has some difficult parts to it. There was drug use, there was domestic violence, there was alcoholism, there was things that were extremely challenging growing up. My mom had this high value for education, which sort of helped me overcome all of that.
California native Rodriguez True moved to Washington as a child. She graduated from Annie Warren High School, then explored her roots while taking ethnic studies at the University of Washington.
I was very interested in studying about my culture and my people's history. It really brought me back to a connection with the Latino community.
Her work in the legal system and involvement with different organizations connected her with the community. She says diversity in the legal system is important for people to trust the institution.
Mirror what the community looks like in sort of achieving that endeavor. It's very important. Having a diverse legal system means many perspectives are at the table.
Judge Rodriguez True is proud to be the first woman and Latina in many of the positions she has held, but she wants to see more people with diverse backgrounds making a difference in the legal profession. I'm Johanna Bejarano.